خود دانه سوک وره سنگی من بو.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwanese authorities say China fired at least 11 ballistic missiles into water encircling Taiwan on Thursday. That's a day after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrapped up a visit that Beijing sharply criticized. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said Chinese military fired ballistic missiles into the waters near Taiwan's eastern, southern, and northern coast on Thursday afternoon. Pelosi, who was making the highest-profile U.S. visit to Taiwan in 25 years, left the island on Thursday. China viewed her visit as an unacceptable challenge to its claims over the island. A Russian judge has convicted and sentenced basketball star Brittany Griner in her drug trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Griner had told the court she made an honest mistake in having cannabis oil at Moscow's airport.
I never meant to break any law here.
And she showed little emotion as the judge sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
U.S. Embassy official Elizabeth Rood says the Biden administration will keep working to free Griner. President Biden calls the outcome unacceptable and urges Russia to immediately release Griner after a politically charged trial, which could lead to a prisoner exchange. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged four Louisville police officers with civil rights violations linked to their involvement in a police raid that killed a young black medical worker in 2020. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday announced the federal charges. 26-year-old Brianna Taylor was shot to death by Louisville police officers who knocked her down, knocked down her door during a police raid. This is VOA News. The Taliban government in Afghanistan claims they did not know about the top al-Qaeda leader living in their capital. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that report.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Commission for Cultural Affairs had issued a statement condemning Sunday's drone attack on a residential home in Kabul. Today, the Taliban said they are investigating what they described as claims that al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed. In a statement, the group says that it has no knowledge of al-Zawahiri's arrival and residence in Afghanistan. The Taliban had promised in the 2020 Doha agreement that they would not harbor al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the U.S., but U.S. officials say the home belonged to Interior Minister Ajuddin Haqqani, the deputy head of the Taliban, who heads the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that's been fighting in the country since at least the Soviet invasion in 1979. Jennifer King, Washington.
Three of six children who accused their father of sexual abuse are suing the U.S. Mormon Church for not going to authorities and letting the abuse go on for years. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
The eldest daughter of Paul Douglas Adams of Arizona says when her father confessed to a bishop at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it was kept in the church.
It didn't stop. Let's have them go to therapy. It didn't stop. Hey, let's forgive and forget, and this will all go away. It didn't go away.
Adams was finally arrested when authorities discovered videos he had posted online, but not before he assaulted his daughter for another 7 years and even attacked a newborn daughter. The Mormon Church says its bishops are excused from reporting abuse to police under Arizona's clergy penitent privilege. Adams killed himself before going to trial. His wife served prison time after doing nothing about the abuse. I'm Donna Warder.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the Western Military Alliance has the joint tasks of both supporting Ukraine in its fight against a Russian invasion and to prevent the conflict from spreading into a war between Russia and NATO. Speaking to a summer camp in his native Norway, Stoltenberg said NATO has a moral responsibility to support Ukraine and the Ukrainian people who've been subjected to a war of aggression. Stoltenberg said the world would be a more dangerous place if Russian President Vladimir Putin gets what he wants through the use of military force. Ukraine's military said Thursday that Russian forces are shelling multiple areas in Ukraine, including those around Kharkiv, Slovyansk, and Chernihiv. And once again, our top story this hour, Taiwanese authorities say China fired at least 11 ballistic missiles into water encircling Taiwan on Thursday, a day after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrapped up her visit to the island. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.